From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Last month, NASA sent an empty rocket hull crashing into a dark, cold crater near the moon's south pole. The idea was to kick up the lunar dust to search for hidden stores of ice beneath. And today, NASA scientists announced they found evidence of water. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
The whole reason to smash a rocket part into this dark crater was that scientists thought water might be lurking down there in the form of ice. The impact last month created a hole about 60 to 100 feet wide and sent dust and debris soaring up. The plume was analyzed by instruments on an observing spacecraft, and that spacecraft sent the data back to Earth. Scientists have been studying it around the clock.
And so I'm here today to tell you that indeed, yes, we found water.
Anthony Colaprete is NASA's project scientist for this mission, called LCROSS.
And we didn't find just a little bit, we found a significant amount.
At a press conference, he held up a white plastic bucket. He said, in all the debris blasted out of the moon,
we found maybe about a dozen of these 2-gallon buckets worth of water.
The moon has been thought to be drier than the driest deserts here on Earth. But Colaprete calculates that the spot they hit is wetter than some of our deserts. Now that researchers know that ice is in the moon's dark craters, they want to figure out where it came from. Maybe from icy comets or from some kind of activity inside the moon. And NASA officials interested in human exploration say water is potentially a very handy resource for everything from drinking water to rocket fuel. Michael Wargo is chief lunar scientist for exploration at NASA headquarters.
That water could be the key to sustainability for exploration. So having it there is going to be extremely valuable to us, even if right now we can't go swimming in it.
NASA is currently aiming to send astronauts back to the moon by 2020, but President Obama's administration has been reconsidering those plans. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.